we bought a tank, about 500 or 600 gallon, not quite as big around as that table, and about 10 foot deep. Yeah. I mean, yeah, 4 feet anyway. Then we had a float. We put water in the bottom, and the thing that would float on that water, just like you float a tin can on a water, it'd go up and down with the level of the water. And that carbide was in a hopper, and it had a automatic valve on it to when that water level would go up and down. And well, that would shut off or open the carbide hopper, and that would generate that gas, and we'd pipe it around to the where we wanted light or heat.
And yeah, it was all piped?
Yeah, it had to be piped to the lights.
Now, you mentioned coal oil. Was there any other term that you used besides coal oil?
Kerosene.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, exactly. Well, wood and coal, as I said, mostly wood. And the beds, we always had a lot of quilts. Make those.
Use it, ever use any other work besides quilt? Or
blanket. But quilts is one that you make up, you know, you have a top and a bottom and a lining. A blanket is just, and then sheets. And covers, we call them covers. Sugan? No.
Okay. In the summertime, if it ever got warm, did you ever sleep on the floor?
Oh, yes.
What would that be called, the bed made up on the floor? Did you ever call that a pallet?
Like a mattress, only it's real thin. Oh, dear. Now, what else? Oh, yeah, but a coffin.
What do you call this thing that you put a pillow in? The linen that you put the pillow in?
Pillow slip.
And these are fluorescent lights, but the other lights that screw in are called...
Iridescent. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. That's right.
And the fixture itself is called the thing you screw in.
Yeah. Huh, I don't even... Can't even think of the word.
What about, if you want to watch a sporting event, you go home and you turn on the...
radio. Or television, no.
And did you ever do much cooking? The thing that women wear in front of
them? Apron.
Are there different types of aprons?
Well, not much. We have carpenter aprons. And, just an apron is that just covers the front of you, and that's what we call an apron.
No, there were different names for the hat for ones that were just
from the no.
Okay, all aprons.
Uh huh.
And what about how would people keep warm in the wintertime if they were outside? How would they dress?
We would have about the same as we do now, only we'd have heavy underwear, red. Well, we never bought any red underwear, but they did have a lot of red underwear. And then we'd put on usually two pair of trousers and then a vest, usually made of sheepskin. Then we wore what we called a sourdough. It was a coat like these, we call them, what do we call them now? These lion coats, you know.
Sheepskin?
Sheepskin, yeah. Sheepskin.
That was called a sourdough.
Yeah. Sheepskin coat. We call them that, too.